fighting for America.
Whether liberal or conservative, Democrat or Republican, white, black, brown, rich, poor, when it comes to our troops, we stand united. We are proud of you. We support you. And we can never thank you enough.
Fighting for Idaho.
Most of the freshmen that I've met are, yes, they're conservative members of Congress, but not the extreme conservative. Man, I can live with that because that's where I feel like I'm coming from.
Fighting for you.
I don't think marijuana should be treated any different than beer. I mean, you could outlaw obesity.
Hey, 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 hey.
Boise's Mr. Right.
A little too close to home, buddy.
Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And good morning. Kevin Miller with you here at 580 KIDO. You know, silly rabbit, tricks are for kids. I'm sitting here looking at the front page of the paper, and we have Jake Coyle in the Associated Press saying the interview deserves to be seen. Only in America could we sit back and take a look at a movie about two dope heads, two stoners, and make it a First Amendment issue, right? I mean, let's face it, when I'm thinking of actors that move the needle, Seth Rogen, James Franco, those guys are great. I love this. This was one of the relative few to see the interview. It's not a boast. I take pleasure in it. It's with heavy sadness, not pride, that I review the North Korean farce. And then it goes on and on. Now, what does this really say about our great nation? You know, I'm looking at the top of the hour news, and as you heard, our friend Mr. Hannity, he's on vacation, and God bless Sean, he's a hardworking guy. We have a lot of hardworking people on this staff, a lot of hardworking people that are our national hosts. You work hard. We appreciate you. And, you know, as we live in the greatest country that God has blessed the world for us to live in, as we live in a state that is so open, so inviting, yet so misunderstood by the national slappies. I mean, you want to raise a family, you want to live without crime, you want to have a great run, create a business. This is the best place to be. You can just be. You know, traffic here, people behave themselves relatively compared to other places. It's a great place to live. And because sometimes I think we're blessed and perhaps even spoiled as a country, we believe that other people have it as good as we do. We believe that people will listen to reason. You take a look at how the president was elected. He was elected because he was going to reach out to the Arab world. He was going to reach out to the Muslims. He had understood and does understand their culture much more than anybody else that didn't have the wonderful experience of being raised in Kenya or Hawaii or, you know, serfs that are less worldly. And then we look at what's going on with the Sony Pictures things. And the reason why it's important is how many times have we ever gotten in trouble, whether it's as a kid or at work? And I always think, whether it's in sports, whether it's in life, whether it's in business, you never get fired for the big mistake. At least it's been my experience, and there have been a lot of big mistakes in my career. But it's usually the dumb, stupid things that lead to a fight. You look at the Battle of Gettysburg. It started with a couple of people fighting over a shoe factory. And it was the bloodiest battle in U.S. military history. And with that, I'm thinking, now we are seeing for the first time in our lives the devastating impact, and we've been lectured about this for quite some time, a cyber war. And they didn't, thankfully, hit our nuke plants. They didn't, thankfully, hit our electrical grid. But they've hit Vegas casinos. If you take a look at this issue of Bloomberg's Business Week, you'll see an article about Sheldon Adelson's casino that was shut down because of alleged Iranian hackers. And people say, Kevin, you've got to get into the digital world. That's the problem with the digital world, is you have the hackers that are looking to run wild and destroy the great electronic infrastructure that we have. And it started with a stupid, dumb, ridiculous movie that never should have been made. And the people in Hollywood that sit there and say this is about expression, I'm sorry, not everybody lives in multi-million dollar mansions and flies on private jets. And certainly not the people in North Korea. And certainly people don't have the same respect for life that we do in Idaho or that we do as Americans. We see that with our failure to understand ISIS. We see that with our failure to understand the bad people. Not everybody wants to negotiate. It drives me crazy, and I think the press is doing a deliberate job in misleading you and me when they give this great other side of the story. Well, ISIS is just like the Christians, or the Japanese, our allies, had the Bataan Death March, so when we torture Khalid Sheikh Mohammed through enhanced interrogation, it's the same thing. No, it isn't. And I hope that truly historical patterns continue and that everything is cyclical so we can go back to a more righteous conservative path. Because you have people like this nitwit in the paper who is sitting back and saying that it's a must-see movie from the Associated Press. There is no must-see about trying to jokingly about taking someone's life, especially someone who has his finger on the nuclear trigger. And whether you believe people or not, could wipe out Japan, parts of Vietnam, and possibly get to the west coast of the United States of America. And these Hollywood types are so self-indulgent that they don't realize the carelessness of their actions. And you have George Clooney and others and saying that, you know, gosh, this is about freedom. Freedom ends at the American border. You know, it's kind of like when we talk about women's rights, okay? And in America, we've become a nation of women. Heck, most of the men are women now, and I'm not talking about people that choose to switch genders. I mean, you have women that are in charge. The rest of the world does not view women and is not as enhanced, is not as sophisticated when it comes to women's rights as the United States of America. They see it as weakness. They see it as decadent. They believe that women are inferior. That's just the world that we live in. And when we have someone like Hillary Clinton or Condoleezza Rice representing us, that again creates a divide against these folks that either like us or hate us. Saudi Arabia, look how they treat women. The big thing there is women striking a blow for freedom and independence. You know what that is? That's driving a car. Tell that to your 16-year-old daughter who's getting her license. We have a huge disconnect, brothers and sisters, from the rest of the world. Now, and if you were listening earlier to the Manly Man segment, there's a lot of truth to what Dave Burnett has said. And I'm not going to sit there and start Kevin Miller Wars and urge you to go to the Kevin Miller website that doesn't exist and tell you to start buying water and everything else. But I believe that Dave Burnett has a point. Now, what happens if you lose power for 2 or 3 days? Are you situated enough to last? A lot of us wonder that same thing. You know, we're dependent on electricity. We're dependent on gasoline. We're dependent on these things. And if the grid goes down, what happens next? You know, whether it was Tom Clancy or some of these other novelists, it is just fascinating how our world is so dependent on computers and electricity. And here, and we're not even talking first world powers. We're talking about people, the North Korean government, that cannot even feed their folks, and they don't want to feed them. They feed the military. And what are we going to do? Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're not going to do a darn thing. Now, the president can huff and puff. The president can say how outrageous this is, that dumb, stupid Seth Rogen and idiot James Franco, and I'm sorry, for being a little offensive so early in the morning, but that's just how I feel about these nitwits. You don't mess with people. You know, it's kind of like this. You poke the bear, you get punched in the face. Mommy, he punched me in the face. You shouldn't have poked the bear. Well, it's about expression, not in North Korea. And it's a huge intellectual disconnect. And here we have the president who has done something that Jimmy Carter didn't do, Lyndon Baines Johnson didn't do, Bill Clinton didn't do. He has taken a path to normalizing relations with a reprehensible, human rights-violating communist regime known as Cuba. And what concessions did we get? Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. And so what does that teach our enemies? Well, the Iranians have Pastor Saeed. The Iranians are torturing him and other Americans. And what do we do for our own people? You take a look at Benghazi. What have we done? We've shown the rest of the world under this administration that we'll just say, we'll be seeing you. You're on your own. You're Jack Bauer. You're Kerry Matheson. And those are fictional characters. People that saved lives by enhanced interrogation of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed now have to worry about truth tellers and race baiters like Eric Holder coming after them for doing their patriotic duty. Is this how we reward people that stand up for America? We're willing to go to bat for James Franco and Seth Rogen. And I wonder when's the last time those two nitwits voted. I mean, really? And it's just crazy. Let's go to Terry in State College, Pennsylvania, with Kevin Miller here at 580KIDO. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, Kevin. It's a sad day when we can't protect our own infrastructure, you know, the greatest nation on earth. You know, I called in several weeks ago when you had Off-Grid Montana on, and we offered classes to anybody that wanted to come on how to manufacture your own solar panel, because it was pennies on dollars, you know, for manufacturing if you did it yourself. Month before that, we offered computer security classes. We had an expert come in that just absolute wizard on everything. And knowing that these things are coming again, in November 20th, Mr. Rogers, head of the NSA, told the Washington Post, along with many others, that he was testifying before the Health Intelligence Committee before another representative called Mr. Roger, so we have two Rogers here, and he said China, as well as one or two other countries, and he didn't name the other countries, now have the ability to cyber attack us and take down our entire power grid. He said it's no longer a matter of if, it's a matter of when, and I believe we're going to see something drastic, he said. So, we're there. We're at that point. And again, we're trying to offer solutions, you know, trying to be proactive here. And in January, the end of January, we're going to look at solar panels again, how to manufacture your own. And in February, we're going to do the computer security seminar again for anybody that wants to attend and anybody that wants to learn, all free of charge. So it's a matter of helping the others and being prepared.
Well, what's the biggest threat that you believe will happen to us?
There's too many big ones anymore. You know, I'm listening to like Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. You know, he was the Assistant Secretary of the Treasury. You know, imminent economic collapse. You know, to what degree? I don't know. China, I don't know. Russia, I mean, we go after Russia because they're trying to uncouple from the petrodollar, and China or Russia has only been protecting itself. But yet, you know, our media says that, oh, they're the aggressors. They're not the aggressors. We're the aggressors on this. All you have to do is read the real news. You know, so who? I mean, we're our own worst enemy, or I should say our bureaucrats, our own worst enemy. And our bureaucrats, of course, are manipulated by big money. What's the biggest threat? I fear that we face multiple big threats. The largest one, I would be afraid to take a guess at, but the fact that, you know, Russia has launched its FAD system. Its FAD system sits up in space with some nuclear warheads. It's capable of attacking us from the south. And unfortunately, over the years, we prepared our early detection system, the north of us, expecting nuclear bombs to come in over the Arctic. Well, now they're in space, and they're probably going to come in from the south if they decide to attack us, which I'm not saying they are, but there's a multitude of problems we face. And we're only trying to get ready for to be self-sufficient. That's all, just to go back to our roots.
Terry, God bless. Hey, you coming in Tuesday?
Absolutely. I'm bringing the vittles. Can't have a hoedown without the vittles.
Well, thank you. We'll see you then.
See you then. Thanks, Kevin. You keep up the good work.
Thank you. Our great friend Terry from State College, Pennsylvania. Remember, our Christmas party here is Tuesday from 6 to 9, and you need to RSVP me at Kevin at KIDOAM.com if you want to attend. I know a lot of people, we love to be informal, but because this is a place of business, and I've been reminded of that rightfully by the folks that own and run this place, I really have to have an accurate count. It is 6:21, Kevin Miller in the morning at 580 KIDO. Let's get you to work.
Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
47 in Nampa, K Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Phone numbers 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Wow, it's a Jolly Elf Dave Burnett in studio here. What are you doing? Anything good?
Fixing equipment, Kevin Miller.
Fixing equipment. Oh, you just keep talking.
Just keep doing your show.
Okay.
Don't mind me.
Really? All right. All right. Anything else going on?
Nope.
You got any content here? We're looking for content here this morning. No, you got nothing.
I got nothing.
I see. Usually we hear your voice, and people wonder if you really exist.
Nope.
No, you don't exist. I see. You're a bot? A traffic bot?
You really are looking for...
No, it's so funny. You know, you just get used to being in this room by yourself, and you just sit here, and like a ninja, you stealthily came in here, and I'm just kind of like, I was getting ready to talk about a place in Idaho where they're going to approve people to run around with guns. And you came in here, and here we go. So I was going to say, you know, we're going to miss you next week. You're saying just shut up and go on with the show is what you're saying. All right. How about this, folks? If you're visiting Coeur d'Alene the next time, you can wear your guns. That's right. Coeur d'Alene now says that guns will now be permitted at public events like parades. According to the Coeur d'Alene press from our friends at Channel 7, the council unanimously made the change Tuesday night, changing an ordinance that prohibited guns within 1,000 feet of a parade. Now, they passed this law in 2008. I guess the Idaho legislature passed this law prohibiting cities from regulating the possession, transportation, or carrying of firearms. Councilman Ron Enninger said the city could be at risk of a lawsuit if someone believed the local rule violated the newer state law. Now, I'm sure our friend Greg Pruitt, who's getting ready for a big rally, which we'll have on soon, will cover this issue when we're talking about guns. But, you know, when we're talking about safety, and really it comes down to something that I believe is uniquely Western and perhaps Southern for that matter, Southwestern, if you will, even in the Northwest territories. No, I'm getting goofy here. I'm not going to go with that. But what's the harm? What's the harm of people carrying firearms? Do you believe that firearms and people wearing firearms are a deterrent to criminals? And as I said, I could not believe the opposition to firearms on college campuses that we saw this year, and people exercising their First Amendment rights. Have we ever seen a crime story, where people were openly carrying firearms, law-abiding citizens, and their weapon was taken from them and used by the bad guys? We've heard stories of lives being saved. And I'll tell you a story. I was telling this to Dave Burnett the other day. You know you're in Idaho. You know you're in Idaho when you're sitting around a neighborhood, as I was the other day. And I have to be careful because I genuinely live in this neighborhood. And because I have some really great neighbors who are overly giving and friendly, even to this old curmudgeon rustic soul that I am, that they warm my hearts with their smiles and their giving. I'm out there talking to the young ladies, and all of a sudden I say, hey, there's such and such, and such and such has his, there he is, packing his heat. And I have a young lady next to me, that's okay, I'm packing mine, Kevin Miller, you're fine. And I said, I don't think that that would happen in Los Angeles or Chicago or even in parts of Texas. And is it, you know, do we have to, and I give Greg Pruitt and Tony Sinesco and others marvelous mad props and credit for championing firearms. What is so wrong with people carrying guns? And here you have Coeur d'Alene that are sitting back actually making that happen. Why? Well, the Aryan Nations, they were around in 2000. Ooh. Okay. So that's going to prohibit people that obey the laws from protecting themselves? You know, the idea that, you know, what we're going to ban knives and guns. Do we remember how this great nation was won? It was through superior firepower. Whether it was the English, the British, whether it was, whether it was against the Indians. And let's remember, the tribes were killing each other. If you were Lakota and against the Sioux or what have you, there were brutal wars going on. Of course, we don't talk about that because we want to blame America for giving us this great country that we have. How blessed we are that we can attack the very foundation that gives us our freedoms that we have today. We're too busy worried about a dumb movie. Hey, did you go see the interview? Hey, the interview is going to be on demand. Great. I don't need them attacking my DirecTV or Dish Network or Cable One or whatever because they're mad about a movie. Let the dummies win. At least in my thoughts. You don't pull on Superman's cape. I think that's the theme of the program today. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. But why not strengthen gun laws? And if you have the expanded cable packages, you have the outdoor channel, the this channel, the that channel, the gun channel. Why do we have such an anti-gun movement in this country? Getting back to this whole Coeur d'Alene story, number one. Number two, even though we have these reprehensible, restrictive gun laws, it doesn't stop the gangbangers from doing bad things in Chicago, where you have a ton of black-on-black crime. Where's Eric Holder in Chicago? He's more worried about what's going on in Idaho. And coming up next, we're going to look at some of the famous and not-so-famous people that we talked to through this year. And Boise State is in hot water. Not with the NCAA, but with season ticket holders and people that want to go to the Fiesta Bowl. Big controversy. Heck, it's made the front page of the paper, right along with the broadband contract. There we have it. The Fiesta Bowl and how kids are educated. We have complete balance this morning when we're talking about topic selection. But more importantly here, I mean, you think about this. A lot of people are mad that ticket prices are more expensive to the Fiesta Bowl than they should be. In the era of HD television, who wants to go anyway? We'll discuss. Kevin Miller, 580KIDO.
Good morning to Boise's constitutional patriot, Mr. Kevin Miller. Thank you very much for doing what you're doing.
Earning your trust every morning.
Thank God it's
Kevin Miller, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award, 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
All right, it is 642, 47 degrees. As we roll along, before we get into this BSU ticket fiasco, I'm very excited at 7 o'clock to talk about a story that I've been waiting on for years. And now that, thanks to Dave Brunetti, found the official Kevin Miller Bell, not the backup Kevin Miller Bell, we're going to have a great conversation coming up at 7:05 about being fat is now a disability. You know, I was joking with Mrs. Miller when we were flying on Miller 1 back here to the Treasure Valley. And, you know, the stewardess goes, okay, everybody with disabilities, kids, military people, you get to the front of the line. I go, well, you know, when you're carrying a big surplus, that can be a challenge. So coming up at 7:05, we'll take your calls on whether or not being fat is truly a disability. One major government entity says yes. And get this, I'm sure our friends, including Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, will be happy because now people are going to sue. But before we do that, I want to take time to thank all of you for such a tremendous year. Now, we'll be here next week. Our Christmas party will be Tuesday from 6 to 9. You must RSVP me, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. And we're looking forward to that. And, again, it's bring your own food. Certainly make sure you feed the host and the staff here. But, you know, it was a tremendous year. We had such a powerhouse event. Take a look at just who we've talked to this year. We talked to Dave Ramsey came to town, and he was on with us. Rachel Cruz was on with us. George Norrie, the Robertson family from Duck Dynasty. I do want to thank Lawrence and Donna Denny for having me out there at the Nampa, Idaho Center, the Ford Idaho Center, and introducing them. That was quite a honor. Sean Hannity was on with us. Over 25,000 kids got profiled on this program. No, not by the NSA. Just talking about good works in education. We had a primary. We had an election. This program was awarded the Marconi for community excellence. It's an amazing year. And we don't pat ourselves on the back. This is just our way of just reminding all of us of what a difference that you've made. We are broadcasting live from Ed's Cafe here in Meridian. Why don't we have a big round of applause for Governor Otter and John Felkins from Entree Leadership. Come on, everybody.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Rachel Cruz joins us. Rachel, good morning.
Kevin, thanks for having me. I can't wait to see you guys in Boise at Entree Leadership. I'll be there, and then also the Legacy Journey Live on Thursday night.
We're joined now by Alan Robertson and Kay Robertson from Duck Dynasty.
Hey, Kevin. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning.
Do your Bobo for Idaho.
Okay.
Kevin Miller broadcasting live from Bishop Kelly, promoting our schools, securing our future.
Good morning from Capitol Heights!
580 KIDO from Greenleaf Friends Academy.
Good morning!
Yeah, you see, that's what I'm talking about.
The medium market personality Marconi goes to Kevin Miller, KIDOAM, Boise, Idaho.
This award is about all of you that believe in radio, that believe in touching people's lives. God bless you all. Thank you.
Certainly a major loss, not only to 580 KIDO, but to the entire Treasure Valley Northwest broadcasting community.
Yep, finding out Saturday morning early that John Dwayne, former morning show host right here on 580, and back when KIDO was on 630 before the frequency shift for many years, John Dwayne with John and Chris in the Morning has passed away.
580 KIDO, we're here at the Bundy Ranch. Mr. Bundy is with us. What would you like to say to the people listening in Idaho right now?
Goodbye, America. Goodbye, Idaho. Get some more spuds on the ground.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the Morning. Miller's Mitch continues.
Kevin Miller, thank you from the bottom of my heart and on behalf of all of us at the rescue mission, and particularly the people we're serving.
Sean Hannity joins us now at 580KIDO.
Kevin, I'm proud of your success. Your friendship means a lot to me. God bless everybody out there. And by the way, it's safer out there than New York.
We're joined by the one, the only, John Rich. I've been following you for quite some time, and I'm just wondering if you remember me at all.
Of course I do. You know, I wish you were still here. The folks out there now get to listen to you, so good for y'all listening. You've got a real rock star on your hands.
Kevin Miller in the Morning, promoting our schools, securing our future.
We love Kevin and KIDO!
We have had a crash last night of an Apache helicopter, Longbow. Governor Otter, good morning, sir. I wish it were under better circumstances.
The toughest part is always to put the folks together that has to go tell the fans.
Our thoughts and prayers to the family of those departed gave their life for our country.
Kevin Miller, the Big Turkey, is gathering turkeys for the Boise Rescue Mission right now. It's always better to give a turkey than to be one, and that's why we're here.
Over 538 turkeys to the Boise Rescue Mission. Thank you. Thank you. We do appreciate your great generosity. You have made a difference. And a great job by Ray Amaya putting that together. And Ray scooped me on a bunch of those things. I forgot about John Rich and the big event here, the fan fest. And when people say that your thoughts don't matter, they do. You made a difference. Recognized by people here and across the country. Great job. 48 degrees now in Star. Let's take a look at traffic.
And back, weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
6:54, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. We go to Pro Life with Kevin Miller. Good morning, sir. You're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, you know, they had that killing out there at Notice, and I just keep thinking about what could have happened, you know, if I had a station like that, if I worked in a station like that was out kind of by itself, I'd have a big shotgun in there, and if somebody came with a ski mask, they'd never get out of there. And the owners of these places do not have any policies like that, but they need to, and I'd like to patronize some kind of a place that took care of their employees like that. And I just...
I remember when we had those rash of bank robberies.
Right.
You know, I was saying that everybody should be armed, but, you know, it's certainly a sensitive time for the family of this victim, for everyone who gets behind the counter, gets behind the register. It shouldn't cost you your life.
Right.
And I'm sure whether it's the seven or the Statesman, someone is going to release the videos that apparently show these two criminals killing this man in cold blood.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, you know, I'd have a bulletproof counter and some guns behind it and a shotgun that would take out the whole front of the store, and nobody would ever get away if it was me, you know, being in charge of something like that, but I have another topic I want to go to, and that's Cuba and Congress. And, you know, the president froze out Congress altogether with Cuba, and that's their determination what we're going to do with another nation. And our Republican people are so wimpy, you'd think they would just be throwing a fit right now, but they're not going to do a thing about it. Maybe they think that they're going to wait until they have control of both houses of Congress. But they're so wimpy, I don't think they're going to do a thing. And so when you get a wimped out Congress, you're going to get a president like this sooner or later.
Right.
So he needs to be impeached.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. It's like Gruber said. He basically thinks that we're all stupid, and quite frankly, the electorate is. Here's what Obama's press secretary had to say.
The president has had the leaders of both Burma and China to the United States, and for that reason, I wouldn't rule out a visit from President Castro.
Can you believe that?
Yeah,
Kennedy has got to be rolling over in his grave right now.
Right. You know, Mr. Gruber, he said that he thought it would be good if we had more abortions, in other words, murder of preborn babies, then we wouldn't have such a burden on the social welfare structure, the economics of the social welfare structure of the government. And, I mean, that's the whole mentality of those people. They don't respect life. And when a nation kills their babies and they don't define abortion as murder, well, then we're going to get the kind of society that we have. That's so basic. And but a whole bunch of us are too wimpy. You know, none of the churches talk about that right over the pulpit. And so I don't know. We're in big trouble unless we go back to Jesus Christ. That's all I can say.
Pro-life, well, are you coming in Tuesday?
Well, I don't know.
What do you mean, well, I don't know?
If you have too many people in there, I'll stay away.
You can't have too many people in there. What? Come on.
Yeah, I can come in.
Oh, well, RSVP then, would you?
All right.
All right, thank you. Wouldn't be the same without you. All right, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye. All right, pro-life, boy. Too many people. What's that about? Let's get you to traffic. And it is 48 at Eagle. Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Coming up next, is being a fatty a disability?